Hey, Monica, can you hear me? Oh, can't hear me either. Oh, he hears that. Okay, there you go. Zach, you can hear me okay? Okay, great. Fantastic. Hello, herbs. Boom. I like that. Okay, friends. Well, it looks like we are ready to rock and roll. All right. So I wanted to thank everybody for joining us tonight and welcome you to the Village of Galena Council meeting on Monday, June 28th at a little bit over 7:03. And Michelle, if you could start with a roll call, that'd be great. Okay, great. All right. And just want to review the minutes of May 24th, 2021 council meeting and wondered if anybody had any thoughts or ideas or suggestions regarding the minutes.
I'll move approval as submitted.
A second, please. And thank you, Ruben. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion for the minutes has been approved for May 24th. All right. Well, tonight we have a really fun night of lots of guest participants. So we want to start this evening with our friends from the Son of Thurman Burger Bash to Cure Cancer, cycling event with Kathy Slackhammer and Jamie Stevens. So come on up to the mic. They've been working hard to get all their things together for this because this is going to be a rocking event. We're so excited these chosen Galena to have this.
Everybody, thank you so much for having me.
Pick it up with
you can take it. Oh, yeah, take it off.
Pretty powerful there. So thank you so much for having us, everybody that's here and council members. Do you want me to just talk a little bit about the ride? Okay, so Kathy and I, we ride for a Peloton team for the Pelotonia. Every year, or actually for the past 4 years, and we've raised a significant amount of money with our team. The last time our team had a Pelotonia event, we raised $159,000, every dollar going to cancer research. So we have a pretty big story. Kathy and I both have lost members to cancer. Kathy currently has two members of her immediate family. And I've lost three members. So it's a very emotional and important charity for us. And one of the things we wanted to do for our Pelotonia team is create a special event in our area. A lot of events for the Pelotonia are downtown or in the short north. And we're like, well, wait a minute. There's like thousands of riders that go through Galena Circle every year. During this time, and we weren't aware of many rides that were specifically for the Pelotonia, so we wanted to bring attention for our city to the Pelotonia, and then specifically for business owners right on the circle. And we've been very, very lucky to have Son of Thurman owner Cristobal step up. Actually, we approached him on his opening night, which might not have been that smart, but he said yes. So maybe it was smart, and he has generously donated everything in the way of food and plates for this event, so it's kind of nice. Everything will go straight to it, and it is the 17th of July, so it's coming up here, and we've asked the council to help us keep all the riders safe and participants by giving us guidance on things that we should do. In order to keep a community safe, and you guys have been so good about that. Thank you. And this is also our first event that we've done on our own, so we kind of needed you guys to really help us, and you have, so thank you. And the ride is $45. We do a 60-mile, 40-mile, and 20-mile ride so that everybody can come and have before they hit downtown during that weekend where 8,000 riders are going to leave all at one time. So it's kind of nice. We have a kids' ride. Where they can wear a costume and decorate their bikes, and we'll give them a nice $250 award and try to get them young people interested towards charity. So I can't think of anything else unless you guys have some questions.
Jamie, I was just thinking, if I heard right that night, if we get all the tickets sold. You raised over $10,000.
Yes, yes.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and actually we've had a lot of people say, hey, if you don't buy, you can still come if you can. So on Eventbrite, which is where it's posted, you can just ride. You can ride in lunch. You can just go to lunch for your kids, for the kids' ride. And then also we added a box because a lot of people wanted to donate. So we were very surprised. They're like, hey, we're going to be away for the weekend, but we would still like to donate. So we added a box that the community would help out. And a lot of the other owners on the square have already talked to Cassie. So we're just getting so much great participation from the business owners around. We had a insurance company that gave us the rider for the insurance for that day. And then he donated a lot of other things, too. So it was just very nice. So we're grateful.
Oh my gosh, we're thrilled to have you. I mean, we've just always talked about something like this, and here you just landed in the lap of Cristobal and then dragged me into that, which was fantastic. I feel honored to be part of that, and I'm just so excited. I've been a rider 2 or 3 years, I guess, and just fully support it and hope to get myself back on a bike next year. So, but definitely supporting you. Can't wait to attend, and I really encourage everybody to attend.
And thank you. And like I said, we're new. So if you have any suggestions to make our event better or anything we could do to make it better for the community, we would just love to hear that because we would like to do it every year. And so this is our first year, so excuse us if we make any mistakes. But if you can help us out, make it better.
Do you need volunteers for the day off?
We are looking for some volunteers maybe to help with the parking. So, Journey, very wonderful church and pastor that decided to allow us to use the lot as well as you guys. So, we thought one of the things we might do is have some people available that know how to park cars. Just make it easy and nice, you know, because, you know, people will park everywhere, so, as would I. So, if we could have help with that, that's one thing that we're looking at. Another thing we're looking for is a DJ. And I think someone said that you might have a sound system, but maybe in a DJ so that we can bring a little bit of entertainment. And that's another thing. Porta potties. We are looking for someone that's willing to maybe donate some porta potties to the event so that we don't have people running around in trouble, including me. Not that young anymore.
Will you be having vendors?
Will we have
vendors?
We are, yeah. We're just starting to put that together and see if there's some interest out there. So, again, community comes first. If there's anybody that wants to be a part of it in the community, whether it's shops, banks, financial, anybody that wants to further their business, those are the types of interest. And then after that, just anybody that has an interest. So we're just starting to put that together.
Fantastic. Well, thank you.
Is it a cost of initial participate or just...
No, we want as many people to participate in it so that this first year is possible. We're trying to keep the first year really simple so that we don't have a lot to manage. But as we go forward, if there's other revenues, ways that we can generate dollars, then we'll definitely look at that. This year we're going to keep it simple.
How many volunteers need for parking?
I would think maybe 2 to 4. Yeah, again, just people to direct people in and park in the proper place, and so we're not backing, you know, each other in and all that. Someone has the knowledge. And I could get my family members, but it would be a good rodeo. Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Now, did I hear maybe around 300?
Well, the riders, we can take up to 300 to 400, but the actual buffet, we have to cap. Capacity.
I'm just thinking in terms of parking, where maybe we'd have to go down to Westmore Park.
Yeah,
if we have that many, and with all the bike capacities on the back.
Yep.
Yeah, I would
think. And maybe
so.
We can use this a lot. I don't know if we.
Yeah. The other thought I had is to add the church. Maybe we could do something like they do on Summerfest, where they trolley. Down. Of course, they'd all be on the bike. They wouldn't need to be drawing down.
Yeah, believe it or not, a lot of participants, like we all do all the other rides also for the parks and friends. We do the friends ride, all the different rides. And you'd be surprised at how many people actually ride here. I mean, some people 10 to 20 miles to do a 60-mile ride and then home. and again, thousands of riders come to the circle every weekend. So
we're there Saturday to Sunday morning all summer long. Oh my heavens. And on the porta potty, I was going to mention it later, but bikers stopped me on Saturday or Sunday this week, begging for us to put a porta potty. But they really don't like going over the rail and down in the forest area. They're saying even if we can do it for a couple of months, so we can talk about that.
Yeah, that might be a great idea. We would appreciate that.
Yeah, and I just want to say that Sandy and Cassie have really tried to cross every T and dot every I to get everything right and have been in constant communication with us. I know that, you know, Jeff has been great. He mapped out the kids' ride for us, made sure we've got all the streets. I think Jeff will probably just need your help with the porta potties. You know, would be great. So with your contact, because I know that we've got some of those, you know, that we do for other events. So we'll continue to stay in close discussion so that we can get all everything perfect for that day.
Thank you again. I appreciate it, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both so much. All right. Get out there and ride. All right. So moving on to our next guest this evening, we have Jacob Conrad. I'm sorry, Jacob. If you would like to unmute yourself, I'm asking you to unmute. And Jacob had come to me sometime back. Even before COVID, as he's looking to start a wonderful business of having movies available for whether they be HOAs or they be here in the village. I'm sure he'll expand on that, but I wanted to have Jacob talk a little bit about movies at Ruffner Park on July 16th, which is also very close to your event. So that evening. So Jacob, take it away.
Can you hear me?
Sure can. There you are.
All right. So yeah, I'd like to host a movie night in Ruffner Park on July 16th. Just a way to get kind of the community back together, come out of COVID, and also as a way to help promote this business I'm starting, which is for audiovisual equipment rental. Starting out mostly with the screens, outdoor movies, screens, sound equipment. So, can you still hear me?
Sure can. Thank you.
Okay. So, yeah, but we've set a tentative date for July 16th. I've worked with Jeff, and a backup date of July 23rd. Planning to start it closer to when it gets dark out. Otherwise, it's fairly hard to see the movie playing if we start it too early. So. I think he reserved it for, I asked him for around 6:30, but I think he blocked it off from 5 p.m. on, so for both nights. But I'm open to, as far as the movies played, I've got a few suggestions, but I'm not, I'm open to whatever, you know, whatever you would like. So,
with the idea. Yeah. I love it. Can you share a little bit about some of the logistics for the event?
I'm sorry?
Can you speak to some of the logistics of the event a little bit about how you're going to advertise it, how you know, you're going to work with parking, whether there's a fee, that type of thing?
So as far as the parking, that's one thing I kind of wanted to get feedback from you guys as far as where we want everyone to park. I do know that night there's also going to be the Little Lady Soft Serve being there, so I'm sure we'll get quite a bit of traffic in through there. And that's one way I'd like to advertise as far as I haven't gotten a chance to speak with them. Currently on vacation, actually. Otherwise, I'd be there in person. But I'd like to talk to them about maybe setting up a poster or something on their food truck there so that maybe we can get some of that traffic to, you know, down to Ruffner Park after they've gotten their ice cream. But as far as parking, that side of things, I just kind of would like your input on what you would see as a good option for that. Because that part I haven't really I haven't really coordinated with anyone on, so to be quite honest with you.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's great. Love the idea. And you may want to talk to some, maybe some high schoolers, maybe get with somebody at the school to see if there's any high schoolers that may want to volunteer, you know, that evening, just for general things. Are you, you're with parking, and are you going to have snacks? Are you going to be selling anything?
I'm sorry, that last part you cut out.
I'm sorry. I wondered if you were going to be selling anything that evening, or if perhaps, you know, kind of bring a canned food drive where you bring a can to get in free or something along those lines.
No, it was mostly I just saw initially I was thinking of bringing, you know, having someone vending food, but then seeing that Little Ladies was going to be there and seeing how popular they already are. I didn't see it as, you know, being necessary, being that it actually lines up to where I believe both the 16th and the 23rd, they will be there both nights. So, except the 16th doesn't happen to be out, but, work out both nights, they will be there. So, and then also the other thing that Jeff had mentioned was before I forget, the power. I know that we had an issue with the power down at Ruffner Park, so I just wondered if that was restored or if that will be restored by that date, because otherwise I'll have to look at bringing a generator set up, which is doable. I'll be able to do that, but just want to clear that up.
Jeff, would you like to address that?
I actually have a meeting already scheduled with our AEP account representative for this week, and I'll be sure to ask her about that. I wasn't aware that there's a problem with the power at the ball field. He's referring to Jeff Dutille, I presume. Correct?
Dutille, yes. Yes, Dutille.
There's more than one Jeff in the world, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, sorry.
Right. On the spot on that one.
Yeah. So, the electrical power, I assume, is something they can resolve. Otherwise, I am a Boy Scout who says, come and be prepared, so I would bring a generator anyhow.
Okay.
Jacob, David Simmons here. Have you thought about cleanup afterwards? I mean, if people are eating things, and I'm not even sure if we have adequate trash cans down in Ruffner. So there might be some cleanup involved afterwards, too.
Okay, okay. Definitely. I appreciate you mentioning that, because it's definitely something I want to make sure that's handled.
Another topic, this is Jeff speaking again. Another topic that's come up in other places where outdoor movies are being shown are whether or not copyrights are being infringed by showing copyrighted material. So you want to be sensitive about what movies you pick.
Okay.
Have any other questions?
I appreciate all that input, because this is new to me, so I'm just trying to get started here and still trying to work out a lot of as far as that side of things, and I'm trying to work out all this sorts of things with it, so I appreciate all that.
We very much appreciate you coming and asking, because I love this idea. I always have. I have to tell you, Jacob, I actually have had several scout troops here. They were working on a government badge this year, and so they all love to sit up here and act as part of council, which I love to have them do a mock council meeting. And the scenario that I always set up for them is movies in the park and all the things that they came up with. So we had a ton of fun with that, and I was amazed at these youngsters who brought up these great ideas. And I have to say, the canned food drive was not my own. That was theirs. So I was throwing that back out as a representation of some of the ideas that you brought forward. So They really enjoyed the idea and had some great ideas. So you may want to talk to the sixth graders. All right, great. All right, so is there any ask that you have of us this evening?
I'm sorry?
Is there any ask? I know that you've spoken a lot with Jeff, so I don't, it's okay that you don't, but is there anything that you need from us additionally?
Not that I can think of. I guess just as far as the parking, like location-wise, like where, yeah, that's really my only ask, I guess, is where would be an ideal. So I know there is some parking down there. I can't remember how. I mean, I should be able to park quite a few people. I honestly can't remember how many spots there are down there. But would you see that as a good spot for having everyone park is actually at Ruffner Park, or?
I think it just depends on how many people. We really probably don't have an idea, do we, as to how many people might show up or something like that.
No.
I don't know what Sunbury. I know Sunbury does some of those events. So I'm not sure if they would. They might know.
Are they? I know that last year they had hosted a one or two. Are they still hosting? Okay.
Yeah, they've got trolls coming up. I think over the 4th of July weekend. Okay. I would probably suggest again Journey Church because that does seem to be a great spot. The nice thing about Galena, everything's very walkable. And so even if they're on the square and walking down, if you end up with a big crowd, that's a good arrangement. But you may want to speak with Jerry Funston again over at the church.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Jerry was actually having a movie night this last Sunday. So he could give you some pointers on how it worked for him.
Okay, great.
If you need that number, we have it.
You said it was Jerry
Funston, Funston.
Okay, I believe you sent that to me. I should be good on that. Okay, yeah, I believe you sent that to me. I just couldn't remember who it was.
Yeah, that's okay.
Who it was for. Okay, I was searching. Alrighty. Okay, yeah, I think that's my only ask.
Great.
Anything else to
answer this? Perfect. All right. Well, I thank you so much. Anybody else have any other comments?
Jacob, David Simmons here again. I'm going to make a formal motion that council sanction your movie night in a Galena Park. And I'll make that motion.
Does anybody have any recollection of the lease with Jeff Gill and how does that with this fall? I don't remember.
Yeah, I know Jacob spoke at length with Jeff Dupiel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then the interesting question is, should Jeff Dupiel be?
Right.
Yeah, we should be talking to Jeff. both Jeffs.
Right. So thank you, David and Ruben. So there was an official sanction. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right. Well, excellent. Your event has been sanctioned. So please let us know how we can help you, point you into any direction with any contacts, and we really hope you have a successful night. Love to be there.
Okay, great. Thank you. I do have one other question. Will Jeff be present there, the detail? Are you aware of that, whether or not?
I'm not aware. Probably just asking him would be great.
He said he wasn't sure whether or not because of, I guess, the events that were going on, so I didn't know if that was, but he isn't present there.
Right. Yeah. I imagine if he is comfortable with you being there, then that's probably the way to go.
Are you asking if he's present here, Jacob, now?
Well, that, and I just wondered whether or not he'd be present prior to that event, because he did mention to me that his schedule right around then would be getting pretty crazy, and he wasn't sure whether or not he'd be able to show me power hookup, that sort of thing. So, yeah.
You may want to set a meeting with him prior to the event, just so you can kind of know the ins and outs of the ball field and where the power is and all of those things.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll
get some suggestions.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think that's all I have. So.
Thank you
so much for hearing me.
Have a great night.
You too.
Thank you. And Jeff White, I know that you had asked Stacy McGrath from the American Cancer Society with Pan Ohio Hope Ride to be here. And just wondered if she was here or if she relayed any message for you. Mike.
Stacy contacted me this afternoon by email and said she may not be coming. When she first contacted us last week, she was thinking that this American Cancer Society Pan Ohio ride would involve about 100 or 200 riders coming through Galena, and she was going to ask you for permission to have a watering stop for these riders. But according to her email today, she said that she found a location further north from here that would better fit the day's route. But nonetheless, on I believe that's the 23rd, I think she was talking about, there would be about 200 riders coming southbound on the main trail through Galena on their way back to Westerville. But by the time of day they're coming through, I think it's a 100-miler ride, these riders should be pretty well spaced out. It's not going to be like a big glob of people, but I think she mainly wanted to convey to you that if you see a bunch of people on the trail that particular day, it's an organized ride. And that is all.
Thanks, Jeff. Is that the one they started at Otterbein?
Yes. This Pan Ohio Hope Ride is an annual event that they do, and normally they have a route that goes across the state. But this is the first year resuming from COVID, and when they were planning the event, they thought they would base the operation, it's a four-day event. They base it out of Otterbein and each day go out on a loop to a different area. And so on this particular day, they're going to come up into Delaware County and circle back around, and then Galena is on the return trip to Westerville.
That'll be a great ride. I want to thank you for her interest in Galena and being a watering station. Maybe we can do that in the future. Gina Burrell with Delaware County Friends of the Trail. Since we're talking about bike rides, I thought I'd promote, and you have these flyers out in the foyer, the trail. The trail, we've worked for 20 years to complete the Ohio Trail through Delaware County, and we're getting really close to completion. And this ride is our main fundraiser that provides money that we have used for matches, like, for instance, for Galena's grant applications in the past. This typically is a big Pelotonia training ride as well. We suspended it last year due to COVID, so we're back this year. So we're real excited about that and wanted to let you know. How far is that ride, Gina? There's an eight-mile family ride that just goes through the trail here, and then 31, 62, and 100-mile rides that go all around Delaware County. It starts at Northside Fellowship Church on Freeman Road and ends up back there with a lunch from Glass Rooster Cannery out on 605. They cater that. So just wanted to plug that. And I would like to talk about Summerfest, but I'll wait for your legislation. Thank you. All right, Jeff, you're up. The administrator's report. And the mic. Thank you.
Okay, my report is 5 pages long this year with some photos, or this month with some photos, so I'm going to spare you from reading every little bit. Miller Farm Development. The developer is still working on what their financial strategy would be to pay for the sanitary sewer upsizing. We got the new replacement drinking fountain at the Village Square installed during the past month. Yes.
On Saturday, the regular fountain was not working, but the bottle was working very, very well, yeah. And the dog. So you might.
Okay.
My husband was with me. He said, it's just a minor adjustment.
Yeah, when we first hooked it up, the thing was like a geyser. It shot over to the cars. So it's just an adjustment, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We're still having trouble finding some of the hardware fasteners for the playground there at Miller Park. I think I have a new lead on where we might be able to get that, and I'll be working on that. Meanwhile, over the last month, we've had a number of incidents of vandalism at our parks, and I included some photos in my report. Most of it has been at Miller Park. One thing at Ruffner Park was one of those concrete trash cans in the picnic shelter was tipped over. Those are quite heavy, so it's not just somebody accidentally bumped into it. It was an intentional knocking it over, and then it cracked it enough that it couldn't salvage. Otherwise, at Miller Park, the little plexiglass windows on the train playground, they were broken out. And so this is about, I think, maybe the third time in the last 2 years that that's happened. There's some spray painting graffiti in the gazebo. And then that's not all. Last Friday, went down to the park and looked at things, and I have photos of some additional things. We found evidence that someone had tried to start a fire on the floor inside of the port-a-john. There's a little balancing, I don't know, I couldn't find the name of it. It's one of these little balancing toys at the small playground. The plastic top part had been completely removed, leaving a protrusion out of the ground that, of course, is a safety hazard. Looked like the hardware to attach that had been broken and disturbed. So our crew worked on removing that and that post that was sticking in the ground. And then subsequently, we found this plastic part, the big red plastic part, down in a catch basin that's in the park, not too far away, but somebody had to have lifted the heavy steel grate let that go down in there. And then also on Friday, I took photos. There were large chunks of broken asphalt scattered randomly across the lawn there at the park over quite a large area. And, of course, that's a mowing hazard. And so our guys are going to have to take care of that. But it was obviously an intentional thing. There were over 20 chunks of asphalt just strewn out there like they were thrown. And so there's been a lot of things going on there at the park that are not desirable, but I don't know what to do about that.
Yeah, so we have anybody that's seen any suspicious activity or persons?
No.
Or anything or seen any of
them? No. I spoke to a couple of kids that were there one day, and they said, oh, they saw somebody the previous week kicking out the plastic in that playground, but they couldn't identify the person or describe them or anything. So it was kind of a middle of the day thing, not at night. But other than that, who knows what goes on there?
Might need some cameras, trail cam.
All for that. Well, you put up trail cams, and then those will get disturbed, probably.
Not if you hide them well.
Yeah. Well, tell me which part of the budget you want that out of.
I'll let you handle that.
Wastewater plant.
Just want to jump in there real quick. Dad does hammers that.
As requested last time, we conducted tours of the wastewater plant for the village officials, and some of you participated in that. It looks like we're going to get our funding for the Walnut Street culvert. However, it's only after the start of the new state fiscal year that we will get an official notification, which is July 1st is the state fiscal year. Meanwhile, we're advertising for construction bids, and July 8th will be the bid opening here in the village hall. I found a contractor who can do the concrete work around the, it's mostly around the village square area, fixing curbs and gutters and so forth, and be able to do it within that $7,000 that we have budgeted. I just need to make sure that he's got the proper insurance and so forth, and that we have an agreement in writing. Everything we talked about was verbally. But otherwise, he believed he'd be able to get this done before Summerfest, and I'll be coordinating with him to make sure we are properly coordinating with the businesses down there, because at any given project site, those parking places will be out of commission for a couple days while the demolition happens and then the new concrete is setting. So we'll stage that so not all the parking is closed at once, and he was indicating he may do it in three different cores, so that'll be good. The Joe Walker paving, which we have in our budget, it fortunately came in under what the original county engineer's estimate was. The project, we're splitting the cost of that project with the township, Berkshire Township. The contract award was $17,227.26, which means the village's share being half of that is $8,613.63, and then we add a 15 to 20% contingency amount onto that. You get about $10,000 is what it's now looking like the paving project will cost. However, the county engineer office notified us within the last few weeks that they want us to do some drainage improvements before the paving contractor gets there. So I've been working on trying to get some kind of a quote from a contractor that would keep it under the $10,000 so we don't exceed our $20,000 budgeted for the project. And I'm still trying to work out something there. I have a phone call, been exchanging phone calls with a contractor, and I don't have an answer yet. Meanwhile, we also observed on the county auditor's website that this section of Joe Walker Road right-of-way is identified as being owned by Miranda Homes Incorporated, and instead it should say dedicated road right-of-way. So this is a problem for the village insofar as we're not to be spending money on property we don't own. And so Ken and I have been researching that, trying to figure out how to correct that.
Hey, Ken, I know you and I spoke about that today. Can you do an update on that?
Yes, two things have happened. Number one, I found that the there's a roadway agreement and a pre-annexation agreement with developer in that area. So we need to dig those out. They're quite old, of course, to see what they say. Assuming the roadway is annexed into the village, then we may have the informal right. I mean, we have the right to use it as a road right-of-way. Nothing is easy. This was at a time when the county had some areas where you only annexed to the middle of the road, not the entire road. So it appears that's what one of these are. So long story short, if the roadway agreement and annexation agreement, pre-annexation agreement, don't solve this problem by saying that basically they're going to dedicate it to the village of Galena, we have the same rights that the township had when it came in. So as long as both sides of the road are in, at least we have the right to use them. And at that point, spending public money on something you have the right to use. But we do need to find that the roadway agreement and the pre-annexation agreement. I can't believe that one of the two of those, if not both, doesn't speak to this issue.
But either way, we're okay to move forward with the project.
Yeah, I think once we know, A, that it's in, both sides of the road are in, that we're going to work.
Okay.
And B, that the roadway agreement and or the pre-annexation agreement addresses the issue. Yes, we're fine. And the fail-safe avenue is to go to Miranda and tell them to deed it to us, and if they don't deed it to us, so I think they were in bankruptcy. But if they don't deed it to us, we can appropriate it, and it's valueless, so I don't see that it would cost us anything to take it.
So where would you expect those pre-annexation agreements to be?
They're here somewhere.
Somewhere is the question. That's
well, yeah. I mean, it's time that, when was that, 05? I think it was 2005 or 2006. The plats over at the courthouse clearly refer to them.
Okay.
And the unusual thing is most plats say, by the way, roadways are dedicated to the public, by the way, etc. Our plats don't say that. Actually, the plat that's recorded at the courthouse, just to make it a little more interesting, is not signed off by the village of Galena. It's signed by everybody else, but nobody's in the village of Galena. So I'm hoping that we can locate the roadway agreement and the pre-annex agreement and get this solved. I don't think the failure of us to sign it is disastrous. It actually might help us when we contact Miranda to get that deeded over. So while it's up in the air, I don't think we have to accept the bids on that end. Time constraints.
The county has awarded the contract to the Shelley Company, and last we were told is the paving contractor, we could expect to be here around mid-July, so within a couple weeks.
So hopefully within the next week we find these documents, have a position, and go with it. And as long as we know this much for sure, when the property was in the township, it was in the right of way. and it doesn't become less of a right of way because we count. The problem is that the title to the real property still appears to be in the name of the developer. So we'll get it worked out one way or another. So it sounds, I know we've got a, sounds like a 2-week time frame. So.
Yeah. So is that, would Jeff or Judy sourcing that document or Ken sourcing that document? This is from their files in 2005, 2006.
Yeah, Suzanne's gone for the next 2 weeks. Michelle and me.
If you guys need help with that, let me know.
Okay.
And Jeff, thank you. I know all the work that you've done has been included in all of that. And I know in talking with
Doug Riedel.
Yeah, Doug Riedel. Mm-hmm. There you go. Okay. Okay, with Doug Riedel, you know, ideally, he says, if you tear up that curb and gutter and then realign it to shoot the water down to the other direction versus the way it is today. But if we find that, I know that was ideally what they wanted to do, but if we find it's not affordable, do we just move forward with the paving and be done with it?
That's what I would think. The county would... I would think want to proceed on having the work done. The drainage just won't be ideal. But late last week, I called OOPS to have the underground utilities marked. And Friday when I went out there after the OOPS deadline, there are two different crossings of telecommunications and an underground electric. It's all within this area that we wanted to have graded into a swale. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking it's probably not likely that we're going to find a contractor that want to mess with that.
Yeah, they were there until quitting time one day, and then they returned the next morning. We're there probably another good hour. Yeah, it's very colorful. There's lines all over. You know, the thought was, yeah, we don't want the road to wash out in 10 years, let's just say. After doing this. However, we seriously dodged a bullet about 10 days ago. A fellow came down, didn't take the turn on Dan's Valley. He was doing at least 65 miles an hour. He came down from my two-story. I could see down. He was on two wheels. Just right there. I ran out in my bare feet and ran down there, and my neighbor who was walking already had told her daughter to get the phone ready for 911. That vehicle hit those big ruts and went down on it. It's more important to put pavement mm-hmm. there than to worry about the water flow if it holds us up further. Because that would have ended up in the lawsuit somehow.
Thank you, Kathy. Definitely a big concern. I know that's there. A lot of your neighbors have mentioned that.
Get an answer as quick as we can, and yes, I agree. A choice is either to fix it or close it. Right. Exactly.
All right, any questions about that at all?
Okay. KEM has been working on our national field data collection for mapping our sewer systems, so this is good progress on that project. Cemetery committee met on June 15th, and so we started talking about updating the cemetery rules and looking at whether the fees currently in place are appropriate and what potentially we might need to include in next year's budget for the cemetery. And so this will all require further research and discussion. We couldn't reach any decisions. It was just an introductory meeting, basically. Our utility registration and right-of-way permit program is still, it's still out there. You remember passing an ordinance about that. And so we're in the process now of apprising the different utility companies that they need to register with the Village of Galena. And then we expect them to respond around the end of July. And then after that, we'll be sending invoices to the utility companies, and that'll start this process of us being able to recoup our costs for managing this program and collecting annual fees from those utilities that occupy our right-of-way and have otherwise been freeloaders all this time. The Columbia Gas Line Installation Project is, if you didn't notice, been quiet for the last week or two. They're waiting for, they have in their company a certified welder that needs to come and do the final plumbing hookups there at the station, their distribution station on High Street. And after the welder comes, which is expected to be any day now, then it's believed that everything else should move forward, and paving and everything and pavement markings on Walnut Street should be done by the middle of July.
If you were talking about the utilities,
yes.
There has just been an absolute outcry about AEP and that we had an outage again. There are people keeping track, 22 outages in a year and a half, maybe. What are we going to do? Even there's write-ups on social media. This village needs to get this under control. I mean, we didn't do it. We didn't have power either. Right? I don't know. I don't know where we go with it.
And Sunbury actually contacted me, and they're doing a formal complaint to AEP on behalf of their council. So I think that was something that was going to be discussed tonight.
I did an individual one of my own, a complaint, and passed it out to everyone that I knew. But
did we have someone that was actually working with us to give us updates as to this progress? I just find it difficult to believe that it keeps causing doubt.
Yeah, we did, and unfortunately that person hasn't continued to follow up. And I don't think it's about the trees, it's about the aged grid. And, you know, if you recall, they talked about the grid being updated kind of in 2023-24. And I think people are saying it's become an absolute danger and a huge cost to some people. When you read some of these messages, people are, everybody's talking about getting a Generac. Everybody's talking about how they've completely wiped out their entire utility grid in their home. All of their appliances.
There's
some major issues with this. And so, when you've got people who potentially could be on oxygen or something in their home and have these issues, so that is why I think there's a real step up, because they are not responding to anything that anyone's doing.
And then what I'm hearing from the residents is, and then you're going to build Miller Park, and then you're going to build. So they're right.
As far as I understand from people I know in the cable industry, this is definitely a grid problem. This is not trees falling on lines.
Where do we go from here? Do we follow Sunbury's lead?
Make a formal complaint?
Yeah, I think that's all up to you.
That's all we can do.
Yeah, that's really all you can do. But if there is something on behalf of both Sunbury and on behalf of that somebody maybe on council would like to write up, to AEP on behalf of the village, that would probably at least put a little more gusto behind it and tear up the Sunbury and be congruent.
I'm thinking that it might not be a bad idea, both mayors, to go to the Public Utilities Commission. There's regulators, and I'm not sure what that would do. It would certainly impress, I think, upon the commission that this is a serious problem.
That's a good idea. I'll get with Joe on that.
We could invite our friends of the media to join us for something like that.
Yeah, I do need the support of council in order to do that, Ken. So thank you.
Sure.
Would anybody like to make some type of a motion or some type of a sanction, I guess, if you will, to put their letter together?
I make a motion.
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed?
Aye.
All right, thank you.
Question on the streetlight on High and Walnut. Is that an AEP, Jeff? Or you said you were going to talk to AEP. Did you bring that up to them?
What specifically about that light?
It's on the corner of High and Walnut.
Is it out?
It's out. Yeah, okay. It's dark at night.
The main purpose I have for this meeting this week is our account representative and looking at all the bills that the village gets monthly and trying to sort these out. I've spent a lot of time doing the reconnaissance to tie down which meter goes with what bill. And then there's one bill that is historically really high, and the description is street light on the bill. One singular street light, and it's like $500 or $700 a month. So, you know, it's probably all the street lights combined is what I'm guessing, but I want to meet with this person and make sure we know what we're paying for. And I'll ask her about this thing down at Ruffner Park. But and I can tell her about this outage. But basically, and then our guy Ted may have already called this in. He did a pre-dawn reconnaissance recently and noted all the locations, and each pole has a pole number, and he told me, that was just last week, he told me he had called in a number of these pole locations, so I'm assuming this is one of them, so I'll ask Ted about that.
Well, in reviewing the expenses, Dave and I just mentioned at 6:30 going through the expenses, we've got to question this one electrical bill.
The big one?
$669.
Yeah.
It's $669.
It's historically been like that.
Mm-hmm.
The big standout out of all the bills we get, and I suspect that we have probably 80-some of these security lights that are mounted on poles, and I think that's what the answer is, but she'll be here, and she'll have her laptop, and we'll get into our different accounts, and I'm going to have her hopefully update the descriptions on some of these accounts, as they're kind of vague and misleading on some of them. So that's that. The I also, regarding this, it was last summer that we had AEP representatives come to a council meeting. It was a virtual meeting. And their grid engineer explained all the intricacies of the bureaucracy and so forth. And it's not our account representative, it's a different branch of the organization, but there was a specific person whose name isn't coming to me right now. I think it's Renee something. And I looked her up on our email exchanges from last summer, and last week called her and reminded her that they owe us an update. And I actually asked her to either come to a council meeting or call the mayor. And so I presume since Jill hasn't said that happened, that it hasn't happened yet. But
that is correct.
We do have that name of that person who was, I think, like their communications person, not the engineer guy who was getting into the weeds, but the bigger picture person. So maybe we'll rope them into next month's council meeting. speaking of streetlights, Melamare again, there's a couple more streetlights, and this time the problem was they were staying on all through the day. And so Ted replaced the photo cell. It still wasn't working. So we've called Jess Howard, have him come and look at this, figure it out. But it's down on the opposite end from your where you live, Kathy. Okay. so the village received an invoice from our engineer KEM for $952.96, and I attached it to the package. And I didn't authorize this work. They refer to, they reference on this invoice, Blackhawk Golf Course Finance Meeting and Review. And I am not comfortable signing off on this. I didn't request that, and I don't know what part of our budget we're supposed to take that out of. And so aside from me, the only other group that's authorized to spend money, as far as I know, is the Village Council. So I wanted to ask if the council requested KEM to come to that meeting. And if not, what should I do with that invoice?
Yeah, I think he just came. I was surprised to see that as well. We might want to just talk to Marco.
Okay.
On that.
So he just came. Okay.
I remember seeing an email when we were going back and forth on when we were going to schedule that finance meeting, and Mark responded to that, and I thought at the time, well, that's odd. Why would Mark be at that meeting? He said, I was open at that time, and Mark was saying I was open at that time, and I thought, why would he need to be there? So that's the only reference I know. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was really just a misunderstanding that he thought he was being invited to something.
Well, was that a meeting invitation? Or is that
we were trying to determine when to have to set the meeting. And he responded that he was available at that time. That's the only thing I can add. I mean, and that was just in the email chain.
Yeah, let's talk to Mark offline on that one.
Okay. Well, last year, we have an example from last year about April or May, where we had received a sizable invoice from Bricker Eckler for the same topic. And I raised a concern about it at that time. And then went back through, and it looks like, and at that time we received an invoice from Bricker Eckler for $450 and KEM for $161. And then fast forward, and we have where we received a check from Romanelli and Hughes for $450. Suzanne prepared an invoice to Romanelli and Hughes for $450, and then also in there told them, please include the pass-through agreement for conversation with Mayor Love. Then we received a check for $450, and then I found in my the administrator's report from
Jeff, I can review all of this.
April. And so basically I asked council to allow us to pay the invoice then to using that check that we received from Romanelli and Hughes so we could pay Bricker Eckler. So we followed that process, but here we have another one of these invoices.
The Blackhawk was for Blackhawk, the development Blackhawk, in Blackhawk Estates, the Blackhawk where I live. It was not for Blackhawk development, the one last year, not this one.
Yeah.
That's what we came to, when I spoke to Mark about that, he said no, it was not for the Blackhawk golf course, that was for Blackhawk Estates at Blackhawk.
And we had Bricker Eckler.
That was the pass-through agreement. There were two separate things.
So do we have a pass-through agreement?
Yes.
Oh, because we don't have it in our office.
I believe we have that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just Suzanne plug all that together.
Well, if that's the case, then it's resolved. But we couldn't find it in our office that we have a pass-through agreement. Okay. ODOT is starting a study. There's a statewide study that's looking at the whole corridor from Toledo to Columbus, but the District 6 office is specifically looking at what to do about the Route 23 corridor and that traffic, basically from Waldo down to I-270. And so they're conducting public meetings now. I've included the link in my report here, but it's also on our website, and they're encouraging everybody in the public to get on that website, and there's a survey on there to get a better understanding of what people's priorities are when it comes to that Route 23 corridor and traffic, safety, mobility, and so forth. And so it's a big study, and they're talking about alternatives ranging from splitting off and having alternate connections over to I-71 or US 33 between Marysville and Dublin. So Village of Galena is on their list of potential stakeholders, and that's how I got notified, and I think the mayor also. Did you go to that? Were you on that?
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting, but big undertaking. We have our family creaking night scheduled for 6:30 on July 22nd, rain date July 29th. And this is part of our public outreach, public education activity regarding our stormwater program in compliance with our EPA permit. And we did this back in 2019, and it was a huge success. And then last year, unfortunately, canceled due to COVID. And so we anticipate this year it'll be very popular again. And the last thing, last month, you remember there was another Girl Scout troop. And this month, there's Girl Scout Troop 2530, and they also did some weed pulling along the bike trail. And their picture is there. And so I told them maybe next year they could come earlier. It was kind of getting late in the season for that particular plant that they're looking to pull. But it was a rainy, that was one of those rainy Saturdays, so they weren't out real long that particular day. Any questions?
Jeff, I've got a lot of questions, but I think the mayor has a resolution she wants to address right now.
All right. Mr. Swisher, please join me at the mic. All right, David, go ahead. I know you had a lot of questions for Jeff.
You made reference to the concrete repairs at the Village Hall, and that you had a contractor lined up. I know from experience that one of the issues with concrete repairs on rails is the expansion of the steel. And I noticed at the post office when they did some repairs. They just put another pipe down and put it inside the pipe, which is to put the rail inside the pipe. Which is kind of, I mean, it's newer steel, but it's going to rust over time. So I was going to suggest that maybe we need to put some kind of expandable membrane around the steel when you put it in the concrete to address that potential.
So I met with a number of contractors who said to take care of this, you have to pretty much remove the old steel out of it. It shouldn't be embedded in there. You use a flange that's folded onto the surface.
Ah, okay.
These railings are all solid, so to do any kind of an insert or anything,
I was just thinking something that would go around the outside. Yeah. So it's a barrier between the concrete and the steel.
The price I was able to get that fit within our budget is pretty much putting a lamination kind of layer on the steps, concrete.
Yeah.
And it may or may not, none of the contractors would guarantee how long something that like that might last. It could be a year or 10 years or 20 years. The prices to take care of that problem with the railing embedded in the concrete, more than one contractor talked about just bombing it all out and doing a massive concrete rebuild. And of course, we didn't have a budget for that.
Right. Okay. That sounds like you've been thinking along those lines anyway.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that we, I've just gotten down here in order here, you were talking about the Girl Scouts on the, was that on the hopper trail that they were picking?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, at the south end of the woods on the hopper trail going north, it's a really major crop of poison hemlock. Poison hemlock is a relative of the wild carrot. It looks like a wild carrot.
I know what it is. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I'm just concerned that I'm not sure what to do about that.
It's the juice inside. It's the problem.
Yeah.
So it's potentially a hazard to somebody mowing if they were to inhale the...
Right. Well, I was thinking these kids trying to pick...
Yeah. I went with the leaders both times and pointed out to them, make sure they knew what their target plant was. And then I pointed out the poison hemlock as well as ivy and so forth,
yeah,
nettles.
Okay.
And... So,
it's really thick through that area.
You're talking about just
north of Underwoods.
Underwoods, right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
For some reason, it's found that as a good growing location.
I've been talking with Cody. Well, actually, I've been talking with Ted, as you probably know, about the wagon ride tours for Summerfest. I found somebody else to do tours with me, but I thought, we ought to ask Cody what he wants to do that day.
And I did ask him.
Yeah, and he's not really interested. But then he also raised issues about the wagon too. And so I tried to get some tires. Apparently, that's not the right size. But
mm-hmm.
I think that's something that we need to address. In future budgeting process, figure out what to do with that wagon if we're going to use that thing in the future. But he was reluctant to use anything that wasn't safe for the public.
Right.
So, and I wasn't aware that was an issue. We can't talk about it. The Walnut Street repaving once the pipeline company Miller is done with that. How much of the street are they talking about grinding down? repaved?
It will be basically from the edge of pavement, so we're talking the cemetery side of the street,
right,
to the center,
okay,
center line. And so I had our Kevin Davis talk to them about the fact that technically they'll be to the crown of the road, which is between the two center lines. So then theoretically they could be real persnickety and just do one of the center lines and then the other one would be an old thing. You know, they wouldn't match. So I had him broach that topic to Columbia Gas, and it looks like we'll get completely new double yellow center line. And
people have been asking, you know, had a new street and now it's torn up and you know what's gonna happen.
So now the southbound lane will look brand new and then the other one will look like some old faded thing, but at least it'll be consistent for that lane.
Right. Okay. Good. Given the fact that the there's some interest in porta potties for events, I'm wondering if the porta pot might be a viable option for Bruckner Park, and we could just get away, you know, do away with the permanent one there, and just, you know, rent a porta pot and have a cycle with this like we do with Miller Park as a possible solution for the.
Well, the way I interpreted it from what I've heard over the time is it has to do with all the people congregating around the downtown and, you know, the businesses don't want people traipsing in and out using their restrooms. And the Miller Park restroom is there, and you don't see people waiting in a line to use it. I don't know about during a baseball tournament. But
I mentioned using that porta potty on Saturday or Sunday when I was confronted, and they're like they've ridden all this way. We're not going to go ride to that park, go to the bathroom, and they just. But I think it would be great to have one porta potty like at that gravel area, like by the bridge. In the corner from Coffee Ball or anywhere like that. You have to be down here on 30 and Sunday to see how many bikers come through. Unbelievable.
That's interesting. That's interesting. The person who spoke earlier is talking about the riders who will ride 20 miles to get to a ride where they ride 60 miles and then ride 20 miles back, and then there are other riders who are apparently on a long trek and are too lazy to ride a quarter mile. Kind of interesting. But nonetheless, there are a lot of people congregating around the square, and public restrooms are a problem. You need to have something that's ADA compliant. They make ADA compliant porta cleans. That's the company we use at Miller Park. I just don't know what's involved in trying to figure out the proper siting or location or something like that. And if the servicing is once a week, if there's going to be an odor that's going to bother people, I don't know.
I wonder if we could get with Columbus and see if they could put it down towards the boardwalk. Somewhere in that area, because that's all Columbus. We can't speak to that land right there.
We would just have to be certain if we knew where it was located.
Oh, right. Is there one down on the parking lot there? That parking's been all locked, so.
It's still locked. It's still
yeah,
amazing.
Unfortunately.
Even if portability wise, we do 6 months.
Is the Miller, is that year-round? Do we have a contractor?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm almost thinking it should be year-round.
Yeah, that's definitely fine if we could work that out.
Yeah.
But if it came down to we only had one, I would move Miller Farm down to where we have all the trout.
Yeah.
we can find a good location.
It appeared to me when I was inspecting the fire damage that that portage on there gets plenty of use. And I've seen trail users, they know about it. So it's probably
a pipeline to use for everything.
Yeah. It's handy for them, for sure.
And that is on the trail there, too. So.
Right. I think it's worth having that up. But I think the site location is a major concern because they are an eyesore, unfortunately. I mean, you don't want to stand on the square.
Well, I know what some villages do, city of Sydney that I've been doing some work with. They actually
encase them.
Yeah, that might be something to think about.
Thank you, David. All right. Well, I will run through the mayor's report here fairly quick. We obviously heard from our friends from the Style Ride for the Sarah Thurman Burger Bash to cure cancer. And again, that's on July 17th. So bring your family. Come ride if you can. Otherwise, just come and enjoy. We had a really nice Sarah Thurman and Tallulah's ribbon cutting on Saturday, May 29th. I want to thank, we had Kathy, we had Mike, we had Todd, out for that, which was very nice, and some of their family and friends. That was at 10 o'clock in front of Son of Thurman's and then Tallulah, so we had a lot of fun, a lot of good pictures with that. Oh, and Allison, she joined us as well. Just want to go over the master plan 21 zoning code review. We're still in the process of going through the master plan. We just kind of got started on that, and you know, we are going through that each line item as we did on the zoning code, and have separated that between each of the members of planning and zoning. So feel free to join us for those meetings and have any input that we have there. Regarding development, we're just still in general talks with Romanelli and Hughes. Obviously, it was mentioned there that we had that Friday, April 23rd finance meeting public on Zoom as well as in person. It was posted on social media. The proposed plan continues to be available to the public in the village office. The discussion continues to revolve around the negotiations of various finance options that the finance team and Bricker Necker are discussing. So nothing set in stone there at all. Jeff did mention about Miller Farms, continues to be an active topic of discussion. And the Tubby Engineering with the new veterinary clinic next to Tallulah is in engineering review. So things are moving along. Regarding local business, I did meet with a resident, and we're looking to source grants, actually. There's been a couple, and then I attended the Morpsey Grant Camp and spoke to a resident who's interested in doing a village-wide recycling program. So I've contacted Rumpke. I think I mentioned that last meeting. Unfortunately, they've been a little slow to get back to me about what they may have available, you know, for the village and what something like that might cost. So all very preliminary. Just want to continue to mention that the diner in Son of Thurman is currently hiring. They could all use additional help. So if you have teens or neighbors, people who are looking for jobs, please send them their way. They've really got a wonderful crew there now. Great to see all the hustle and bustle on the square from all of our businesses. Been attending the Big Walnut Chamber Activities Commission meeting. And with that, just a little heads up that a lot is going on to the Big Walnut Civic Association with the parade. On Saturday over the 4th of July, Friday evening from 6 to 9, there's going to be food trucks on the square, and they're showing Trolls, the movie. Saturday, 8 to 2, lots and lots of activities, arts and crafts. The parade is at 10. Chris Underwood has been so kind to offer to drive me in the parade, so that is going to be a first for me. So, that was extremely nice of him to be willing to do that. 11 to 2, they have the kids zone, and then when you're sitting on your back desk hearing the pop, pop, pop around dusk, they'll be having those fireworks. So, again, bring your families, enjoy the time, and come out and enjoy a nice, safe, and celebratory 4th of July. So I'm just going to jump in here with the Morpsey and Delaware County Regional Planning. I sent you guys a pretty lengthy Morpsey slide deck simply because Jeff and I had a nice, I guess it's a semi-annual meeting with William Murdoch and Eileen Luby to go over all the different things that Morpsey's been doing, so I wanted to make sure that you all had that. Lots of neat things coming up. actually doing a development summit on affordable housing and different types of housing, different ways to incorporate housing within a community. So I had signed up for that. I think that's August 6th, 11th, somewhere in there. I'm happy to pass that along. I know that's something that interests you. So keep that quick and moving along. So with that, any questions for me? All righty. Fiscal officer's report. I know Suzanne is enjoying vacation, so we will move over to Michelle.
Okay. We sent out 24 late letters. We've already had some responses. We're going to be doing the first reading on the sewer accounts for sewer liens. It looks like we're going to have possibly five accounts. We did have one big one pay, so looks like we'll be having five. Suzanne did the minutes for the finance meeting from June 11th. She attended the Rita's annual meeting, and she also attended the cemetery meeting. We've had seven new residents for the month. And I just wanted to bring up, we've had several inquiries about door-to-door soliciting, and I know we previously had talked about it in previous council meetings, but now we've had quite a few inquiries as to, are we going to be vetting people, go door-to-door, because before we were saying it was due to a public health risk that we weren't going to allow it. All the everything's been lifted, basically, so we just kind of wanted to touch base on to see what we wanted to do about that.
I think the standard code has a code we adopt annually. It has a peddler's ordinance in it. And basically, the peddler's ordinance is the initial step is to register the essentially the question of approving the peddler and the peddler's product or the peddler's religious device, or whatever it might be, just to let us know who they are and how we contact them. So if anybody has any inquiries about me wrapping on the front door, I can look into that further. And actually, we did a few months ago. I just don't remember the
I was thinking you had.
Yes, we didn't really. What we did is I selected a couple of ordinance municipalities similar, bigger than ours, within the area, and just to look at their registration process, how it worked. There's a small fee for the registration because you have staff that take care of that. That basically is what it is. I'll follow up on it.
I think it would be nice if we decided to do something like that for everybody's review to make sure that they had some type of a lanyard with some type of document that states that they've been to the village hall. Anybody have any questions on anything before I move forward? All righty. Okay. Any questions regarding the payment of invoices for June? Okay. All right. Can I get a motion to pay those invoices for June?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, David. In a second.
Yes.
Thank you, Ruben. All right. Roll call vote, please. Mike?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Ruben?
Yes.
Kathy?
Yes.
Motion is passed to approve the payment of invoices for June. All right. Also, any questions regarding the approval of the financial statement? Any questions?
No questions. We had a few that Michelle worked out with us, so I'll make the motion. Go ahead and approve those.
I'll second it.
Thank you, David. A roll call vote, please.
Kathy?
Ruben?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
And Mike?
Yes.
Great. Motion is passed to approve the financial statement. Thank you, everyone. I know that Jeff touched on the code compliance report along with the wastewater treatment report. Was there any further questions as it relates to those two reports for Jeff? All right. We'll move on to our resolutions. I know that we have some friends here this evening from the GGCA. And before I get into these, would anybody like to speak? Or would you like me to go ahead and read these? Tina Burrell, I'm the Summerfest chairperson this year. We're very excited about Summerfest. It will be August 28th. We have several nationally known bands lined up for the event. We have Long Play, which was formerly the Hobgoblins, Hurricane Jerry. We gave you some information there. The Usual Suspects, Sean Carney and Ray Fuller and the Blues Rockers. We also have some new things this year. We have Critter Corner that's new. We're going to have dog adoption agencies here with adoptable dogs. And the Southern Ohio Flying Canines will be performing. We have a new Safety Street. We will have BSPNG, Harlem Township, Genoa Township, safety vehicles from their police and fire departments that kids will be able to, you know, get up close and sit in the trucks and talk to the personnel. So that's pretty exciting. We'll have Model T's here again. The Kids Zone, we have pony rides, a balloon lady, petting zoo, and kids activities. We will not have bounce houses this year because of the COVID concerns. And we have horse and carriage rides. So it's an exciting lineup, a lot of fun things for the day. So any questions?
Gina, is there a route for the horse and carriage ride?
Not yet.
No. But are you thinking of a specific route or?
Just a real local route. Downtown and up around here. Not long.
Yeah. We could tell people they could do a short tour. Since we don't have a wagon.
Yeah. Are there any other vendors interested in participating?
Yeah, they can email Galena Vendors at gmail.com.
Okay.
It's on our website, too, at GalenaSummerFest.com. It's an exciting day. Thousands of people come out. It's a good day to expose them to the village. It always results in a lot of good PR for the village. We're also doing a non-perishable items donations for Journey's Food Bank. It's still free entry. If you don't bring one, you still get in, but we're asking to bring them. And Journey will be collecting them.
Do you all have some type of clip art something, because I do a lot on social media and I can put that out. We can make sure that's on the village site for sure. And then I usually post it about 5 different places, including next door and large neighborhood groups. It could be anything that you want.
And it's on our Facebook, so you can go
on
our Facebook and grab it.
Okay.
So that'd be great.
Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you. Anybody have any other questions about Katrina? All right. We have our third reading this evening, Resolution Number 2021-02, a resolution ratifying a contract between the Village of Galena and the Greater Galena Civic Association for Summerfest 2021. May I get a motion to approve the contract with the GGCA?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mike, and thank you, David. And could I get a roll call vote on that? Ruben?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
And Kathy?
Yes.
Okay, the motion has approved to ratify the contract between the Village of Galena and the GGCA for Summerfest 2021. All right, Resolution Number 2021-04, the first reading as an emergency. This one is a resolution ratifying a contract between the Village of Galena and Writing and Style for the Son of Thurman Burger Bash Ride to cure cancer and declare an emergency. This one we will need to be doing as an emergency, a single read on this, due to the timing of this event on July 17th.
So I'll move a suspension of the rules.
Thank you, David. And a second, please.
Second.
Thank you. Mike and Ruben, both fighting. All right. Perfect. All right. Is there any further discussion regarding that? Oh, that event? Okay. Great. All right. Can I get a roll call vote to suspend the rules, please?
David.
Yes.
Todd.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Kathy.
Yes.
Ruben.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passed to suspend the rules. Now may I get a motion to adopt the legislation and, declare as an emergency?
I'll make that motion.
Mike, in a second.
Thanks.
Ruben, thank you. Roll call vote, please.
Mike.
Yes.
Todd.
Yes.
David.
Yes.
Ruben.
Yes.
And Kathy.
Yes. The motion is passed to suspend the rules and declare as an emergency. To ratify the contract between the Village of Galena and Writing for Style for the Son of Thurman Burger Bash Ride to Cure Cancer. Ordinance number 2021-09 is the third reading, an ordinance ratifying closing portions of Walnut Street, Columbus Street, and Middle Street on August 27, 2021 from midnight until August 28, 2021, at midnight, and portions of Park Street on August 27, 2021 from midnight through August 30, 2021 at 5 p.m. for Summerfest. May I get a motion to approve the ordinance ratifying the closing of the street for some of that?
So moved.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Thank you, David. All right, roll call vote, please.
Kathy?
Yes.
Ruben?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
And Mike?
Yes.
Thank you. The motion is passed. Already on for some of that. Thank you guys for coming. Thank you. Ordinance number 2021-13. A first reading in this, again, is an emergency, an ordinance certifying delinquent sewer service accounts to the county auditor for lien certification for the period of August 31st, 2020 through August 31st, 2021, and declaring an emergency. I'm assuming that this is a single reading as an emergency for this as well? We don't have to do it. Okay. 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 Okay.
Good point.
Okay. Sounds great. All right. Moving on to ordinance number 2021-14, first reading as an emergency, an ordinance ratifying closing portions of West Park, Water, and Middle Street on July 17th, 2021 from 11 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. for Son of Thurman Burger Bash Ride to Cure Cancer. Again, this one will need to be done as an emergency due to the timing of the event. So may I get a motion to suspend the rules?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you. And a second, please.
Second.
Thank you, Ruben. And a roll call vote, please.
Mike.
Yes.
Todd.
Yes.
David.
Yes.
Ruben.
Yes.
And Kathy.
The motion is passed to suspend the rule. Any further discussion regarding the closing of those streets?
I did have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't say
a
yes.
Is that
the
time
to say
11
a.m. to
1:30? Yeah, that's all they needed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they've evaluated it. So, yeah.
I would suggest amending it to put declaring an emergency in the title and putting another section in that just says we're passing it because it has to be implemented before the next meeting.
Okay, yeah.
And also, who's going to take care of putting up barricades and directing traffic? There'll still be a need to allow local traffic to get in. Who will handle all of that?
We'll probably need to discuss that with them. So I'll get with you and see what the best route and most safe route is to do with that. Because, again, I know that they're looking for some direction from us on that.
Okay. Otherwise, we don't have anything in our budget to pay for
that. No, they're not expecting that. Yeah. All right. Can I get a motion to suspend the rules regarding the road closing for the Burger Bash?
I think we already did that.
I don't think we got to take that far yet. Oh, okay. Thank you. All right. Can I get a motion to adopt the legislation and declare it an emergency?
So I'll make a motion to approve Ordinance 2021-14 as an emergency.
As amended.
As amended. Right.
Thank you. And a second, please.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mike. All right, roll call vote, please.
Kathy?
Yes.
Ruben?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
And Mike?
Yes.
Great. Thank you, everybody. Motion is passed to suspend the rules and read as emergency, ratifying the closing of portions of West Coast Street between 11 and 1:30 p.m. for the Son of Thurman Burger Bash to cure cancer as amended. All right. And Ruben, would you like to move on to the BFCMG Fire Board report?
Yeah, so there's been lots of conversation about the lighting that's going on. We're going to actually plan on preparing ourselves for May instead of this year. We have lots of time. So we're trying to get the word out to the residents. There's a report that's going to, an evaluation rather, that's going to give us some data behind response time, municipalities about our size, taking into account projections of the growth that's expected in the area and the expansion that's already taking place. And so we're really excited about that. I believe it's going to take place next month, July. It's a very lengthy process, about 9 months it's going to take. And I think this is going to be what's really needed. Everybody in the problem sees that it's what's going to be needed to really help give the residents an idea of what's taking out of perspective. And that's just because we recognize the obvious growth taking place, but what does the data indicate? And the projections that they have, that they say they can provide, is at least 5 to 10 years. Now, of course, we know we're still going to be growing past that still, but this is what they can provide. So this firm has been very reputable. They brought in some examples of what they've done in other municipalities throughout the state of Ohio. So we're really encouraged by this. I think it's really going to be what the residents need to hear and see. And it's outside authority, so you know it's not biased. So I think it gives us real insight and context to the growth potential that we have right now. And so the suggestion was that they would actually come out to the different council meetings to explain that too. So I don't know if that would be that firm exactly, or if it would be Chief Kovac and his team, or a combination of two. That hasn't been determined yet. Ladies and greatest.
And I second that because I attended.
Yeah.
So that's back.
Okay. Awesome. So you guys are really preparing for that.
Yeah.
That will be a lively discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Excellent. Kathy, anything that's on planning and zoning?
Well, no, you mentioned the master plan, going through the master plan. There was also the discussion with the Primrose property and the minor change of moving the building from the one side of the property. We had discussion on that, and Levi had a good handle on that. So those were the main topics.
Perfect. Any other commission reports?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. Mayor Love, are you there?
I am, Eric.
Hey, everybody. So just from the B City land, we have a little bit of time, but not a lot of time. That property where we're going to move the new section for B City USA, hopefully near the water treatment plant, if that can be in the ground and plotted out before November. The thought is things in the ground, then they come up in the spring, and it's important, as I understand it, that the first flowers up for the bees is kind of a rescue. It's like in the spring. So the more research I do, the more I understand, like, when we hose down dandelions, it's really bad. Like, these are things that kind of work against them. So the bigger area we can have for those wildflowers near the water source, near the creek, over behind the water treatment plant, it's less stuff to mow, it's less stuff to upkeep. So November is kind of our target area. So any momentum we have now, between now and November, we have to select the area and then start selecting the flowers. Some of those we can put in bulbs and things like that that go over the winter, and then we can do some aggressive kind of wildflower planting in the spring as well. That's all I have.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate that. Speaking of the water treatment plant, I really want to encourage everybody to get in there. I know Kathy took that tour, and, you know, I have to laugh because
you know, a lot of people may think, what in the world is there to see at a water treatment plant? But it is so cool, so high tech. And if you have any organizations, if you have your family, make sure you get in to see this.
It was so amazing.
It's truly amazing.
We planned maybe a 20-minute visit. I don't know. It was less than 2 hours by the time we left. My husband was just all into it.
Well, in addition to being fascinating, it's the most valuable asset the village owns. And so all of you are responsible for the oversight of this, and it's very important for you to know what that is all about, because it's our most valuable asset.
100%, Jeff. What can we do to get more people through there? I mean, can we host a couple weekends where they're just general open houses that we can get people through there? Is there some way that we can advertise this to various groups, maybe when school starts? Obviously, each one of you, I'm hoping that you'll take...
I thought I knew the water. You don't know if you go through it. I think there's a responsibility for every council member. That water treatment.
Is it open to... Is it scheduled?
Yeah, we have to schedule it. Otherwise, people aren't there all the time.
My son would love it. So we can...
Yeah, I mean, really, and the way that Tom Marshall talks about it just makes it really fun. You know, he's great at the tours. So.
Like a little kid, he's so excited about it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a natural
teacher.
He really is.
It's interesting.
Yeah. So once you guys get with Jeff, if you want to do that, but let's make a concentrated effort to, you know, talk to your neighbors, talk to your friends, put stuff out on Facebook about it if you want. Tom can also help you with just some data points about it, if you just want to touch on it. But I think it's a great, anything that you're involved in, adult or kid-friendly, you know, try to get them involved. It's great. All righty.
Another item on my list.
Yes,
go ahead. Way back in time. We need your picture in the hall with the mayor for how long? When are we going to get some photos? When are we going to get photos on the website?
Yeah.
Agreed. I know I sent one to Jeff. I don't know. Maybe others can do that. We need to get them loaded out on the website. It's a disservice.
Mm-hmm.
For us to have a website, we don't have pictures. Council or admin.
Yeah, I think at this point, maybe it's just, best if I'm happy to take everybody. Maybe we can all meet sometime, or even after a council meeting, and they can buy a flag, or, you know, if you guys want to go outside, it's so pretty, we can do it out by a tree, and just get everybody's headshot so that we can get those up. So I think COVID set us back a bit on that.
We haven't.
If you have a professional shop, I was just trying to keep everybody kind of uniform so we all kind of have the same look, if possible.
Sorry,
that's just me.
Sorry, I was sideways
for a really long time.
We have a
former
professional photographer on
staff. Oh, that's right.
That's
right. Yeah.
That's your start.
Uh-huh. That's very true.
This is my best.
That sounds fun.
I think I have one more item. Maybe you can, but I mentioned it, I don't know, a month or so. Why would the maintenance team not want a push lawnmower? Down on the square, which I'm down there way too much, there's a strip like in front of all the rose bushes, which is like 12, 14 feet long. I don't know. They do a weed eater to do all that, and it's always kind of choppy. But there's so much in that square that a push mower do. I know I mentioned it a month or so ago, and it was like they didn't really want it, but the square can look better. And it starts with not weeding and stuff like that, but actually the tractor can't get down there. That's valid. But why would we not want to pursue push more?
I don't know. I hadn't heard about this before. Did you talk to them about the mower?
I thought Ed and Cody had said they weren't interested.
Oh.
In And it's like, why would you not?
You have one to donate?
I just bought one at Home Depot. Though. So I don't have one to donate. But the one I would donate broke. I just think the square needs to look a little better, and it's not their fault. Like, there's only so many things you can use a lead before.
I know one of the things they talk about is transporting equipment around, and they just had the one truck and the tractor. So to get a push mower down there, they'd have to probably load it into the bucket of the tractor or something like that. But otherwise, you know, they're covering a lot of real estate in this mowing. The square is a minute part of the big picture.
Well, you say minute. I'm opposed to that. Been this weekend being here putting flags up. Unbelievable the amount of people that up and thank you. To me, that square is cemetery maybe number one, square number two, most important land that we've got.
Yeah, when I said that, I'm talking about the acreage. And we have, you know, a mile and a half times two of trail right-of-way. You know, if you count both sides, then the parks. If we let the parks go, then people are calling us about that.
Well, and I know, Todd, we talked about it during the cemetery.
Oh.
Jay's mine too. Why aren't we hiring? There's something really help out with that cemetery. And getting a mower.
Somewhere between the monuments would probably be really nice.
You could get a high school person or something, but it's in July now. That would really help, because Cody and Ted, they've got
plenty to do. We did talk about this topic during the cemetery committee, and we didn't have a quorum even at that.
And I didn't attend that because it was going to be Todd, Dave, Ruben, and me.
Well, we properly published it.
Yeah. Well, on that note, what happened?
I don't think anyone's opposed to it, except for, you know, them getting it down there. Didn't we talk about getting a trailer, Jeff, at some point?
Yeah, we talked about getting a trailer.
You still have to load it. I mean, if you use a weed eater, you just you already have it there.
At some point, yeah, we'll need to look at the vehicle situation, because one of the guys drives his own vehicle around, because that's what he has his tools in, rather than transferring them over to a village vehicle, and so both guys don't have to be riding in the truck together and that kind of thing. So now that we're getting bigger, we'll probably have to look at getting some other kind of utility vehicle.
And if we had a landscape trailer, you could have, you know, everything on there.
And we have money in this year's budget for the trailer.
Okay. Now maybe that's something next year, especially, you know, as you said, the cemetery for sure. We need to figure out
something. I believe the square.
The square is important, yeah, it's our front door. So,
Well, I'd love people to just hang out there Saturday or Sunday morning.
Yeah, it's a lot different than it used to be, that's for sure, in a short amount of time. I mean, it's totally, the amount of traffic
in
the square is unbelievable.
Well, yeah, I can't see it.
Yeah.
And
yeah, there's a lot of, you know, things down there that old brick.
It's so rewarding and everything. And Jeff, I know we've got to work out the cutting of the square this week in preparation for put up all the flags that are down there now. I put up Sunday, I think. But I have 65 more that I had put up, and then I had a dumb moment. How are they going to cut the square with them lining the sidewalk? So you were in at 6:30 this morning. 6:30 this morning, I went and pulled all those flags, 65 of them. But once the grass is cut, I'll go.
Yeah.
They believe they'll cut that lawn either tomorrow or Wednesday. Cody's going to start a week and a half vacation starting Thursday, so then we'll be down to one person after that. And so Cody, when I spoke to him today, was figuring tomorrow or Wednesday would be the window of opportunity to mow.
Well, then, I dreamt about it. I'm like, actually, 6:30 this morning.
I wonder if you took the flag between 6:30
and 4:30. Apparently, the one that's vandalizing Miller Burke. We have a lead.
Well, I wanted to put a big thank you out to Kathy for all these extra things that she's doing and with putting all the flags out there one by one by one. I also, you know, I'm looking forward. This is so exciting that we're all back in person and that we can really come together as a team and see each other face to face and, you know, really start working and really putting 2 feet in on all of these different committees because we just really got a lot of neat things that we have the potential to do, and we really want to make sure that we're doing all the things that we want to do in the most effective way. One thing I did want to touch on as other business, I forgot to mention up in my report that Suzanne and I were sitting on a call together with Troy Balderson's office, and unfortunately we did not get the grant for $250,000 that we submitted. However, they knew a whole lot about what we submitted. They really went through it, which we appreciated. Jeff, the pictures were completely invaluable. They're a little worried about us and the shape of that building, the maintenance building, when we put the grant together and all the cracks and things that are in it. So we are working very closely with them because there may be some other grants that they can help walk us through. We won't necessarily have to completely rewrite what we wrote, but we may enhance that in some ways. And so we have not, that is not off the table by any stretch. And it may not be this year, but it is something that we're going to stay close to because that is 100% needed with a new maintenance building. So though we had a sad moment, we were glad to know that they definitely took our proposal into very high consideration.
I just have one more thought on Miller Park. Do we have a sign saying we have up, maybe I missed it, or something new that we can put up? Vandals will be prosecuted or charged or something to intimidate at least so we can get some eyes on somebody that's actually a witness to one of these vandals. Is there anything that we can put up?
The one that catches kids' attention is one that says, smile, you're on candy.
That's what I was thinking about, too. Yeah. No, that's a good one. I think it just...
Yeah. No, it does work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Put an ADT sign in the grass, too, and I'll be like, oh, shoot.
Or whatever, something like that.
That's what they used to tell me. I worked out right out of college. They're like, they do not go to residences that have that sign in the yard. That's enough. In a lot of cases. So,
do we have the ability to order something like that, Jeff? I think it also, you know, in some kind of a prosecution fine. I mean, you see that in parks all the time.
Yeah,
we can get some kind of fines. I think they have ready-made ones of those.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they wouldn't invest a lot of money in fines. They clutter the area and so forth. But
we're just talking to one of the
a couple. It may or may not help. I kind of doubt it, but
something until I'm up late. I hear stuff. I work with my garage open.
I was thinking.
I've heard noises from the park over the last week.
I was thinking if we had a stakeout and each council member took a shift.
There you go.
Well, Kathy's already an expert at that.
She's already got the 6:30. All right. Any other business at all? All right. Well, no executive session this.
Not this evening.
Nope. Okay. Very good. All right. Well, can I get a motion to adjourn at 9:04?
I will make that motion.
Thank you, Mike. Second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Todd. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Those opposed. Thank you very much, everybody. It's been a pleasure. Good to see you all.
Yeah. Most mornings, my wife elbows me about quarter to six.